Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, and we do welcome you and thank you for your call. I would like to, over the next few days, look at a subject that's very misunderstood and a subject that's often ignored. But it is a subject that is extremely spoken of in the scriptures. And it is called the hope of the Christian, or the blessed hope. And it is the return of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible really say about the return of Jesus Christ? And we may not be able to do perfect justice to the subject on these short inspirations each day, but we're going to do our best to give you a little bit of understanding of this, and maybe it will cause a little hunger and thirst in you to dig even deeper. And also, we do have a way to leave comments at the end of the message by pushing 099 after the message, and you can leave your thoughts, comments, questions. Maybe there's something you've heard and you'd like an answer to it. We'll do our best to try and help you. I would like to look at one of the oldest references that we have in Scripture referring to the coming of Jesus, and it would be in the book of Jude in the New Testament, and it is a reference to Enoch, the seventh from Adam, and what he said about future events. In the book of Jude, verse 14, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them." Well, it says here that Enoch prophesied. Now, the word prophesied, we believe, means to speak of something that will come forth. It is foretelling for the most part. So as he prophesied of a future event, he said that Jesus, the Lord, is coming with 10,000s of his saints. And this is a picture of Jesus Christ coming to be the ultimate justice and judge of the earth. He is coming to settle the account of mankind with his creator. And it is no small thing. God will recompense. He will give to those their just deserts. There will not be one account left unsettled. There will be no one saying, "What about this God?" or "What about that?" No, God in his perfection will render to every man according as his work shall be. Now let's go to Luke chapter 21, and let's look up at the question that the disciples had there in Luke 21, verse 7. And they said, "Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass?" So Jesus had just spoken to them about the magnificent architecture of Jerusalem, how it was going to be destroyed and brought low. And they said, "Well, when will this be? You know, when's the end of the age going to be?" If you read all the accounts in the Gospels, you'll find that. And Jesus told them, he didn't give them a date, he didn't give them a month, he didn't give them a year. The scripture actually states that no man knows the day or the hour, not even Christ. That is appointed by God to give the exact day of the return that he will come. It says here, when's this going to happen? In plain English, is what the disciples were saying. When will this be? When is the rapture going to take place? When will Jesus return? And he said to them, he didn't give them an answer of the exact day. He said, take heed that you be not deceived. Take heed that you be not deceived. Oh, my friends, if we could learn one thing from studying the coming of Christ, is there is much deception in this area. I can't say that I know everything about the coming of Christ. I know so little. All I can do is read the Bible and ask God for understanding. And likewise, you do too. But I would tell you, anyone that sets a date or tells you exactly when Jesus is coming back, I'd get on the fastest horse or car I could and get away from that person, because they're a deceiver. They're a false prophet. The Bible says, take heed that you be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not, therefore, after them. You stay away from people that say they're Jesus for sure. And stay away from people that even say that Jesus is Lord, but they tell you that he's coming back on May 11th, 2011, or whatever they come up with. There are false prophets that still exist that are setting the date when Jesus will return. And I'd tell you what the Bible says. Be not deceived. Go ye not therefore after them. But here's some things that are going to happen. They want to know an exact date too. Jesus' disciples, they want to be ready. They want to mark the calendar. To them, it'd be more logical in their preaching and teaching to say, January 5th. Jesus is coming back. Get ready. It's an exact date. Everybody could live however they wanted until January 4th, and then on January 5th, you know, get right. But God's not given us that kind of privilege. He's told us to be ready. A couple of more things. Then he tells them, you're going to hear of wars and commotions. Matthew said wars and rumors of wars. He said, be not terrified. You know, when I hear about a war, it terrifies me. I live here in Pennsylvania, and if I heard there was a war in Maryland, I'd be kind of terrified, I think. But he tells us right here, be not terrified. God's wanting us to trust him. God's wanting us to be ready. God's letting us know these things have to happen. Draw nigh to Christ, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not by and by. In other words, there's got to be wars first. And they must come to pass. But the end is not yet, is what he's teaching us. Then he said to them, nation's going to rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Right now in the world, we've had America at war with Iraq. The other day, North Korea attacked South Korea. And now there's a threat that America may jump in against the nation of America, against the nation of North Korea. Iran is a nation that threatens other nations, and America threatens them. Right now there's a war going on in Afghanistan. There's small wars throughout the country of Africa right now. All over the world. Up in Pakistan there's been wars recently. There's wars. There's rumors of wars. There's a fear that China or Russia or some other nation may rise up. These things have to happen. Then Jesus said there'll be great earthquakes. We'll stop with that and we'll look into this tomorrow. God bless you. Jude said it. The Lord, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He is coming. We're going to look at the coming of Christ even more. Be ready. God bless your day. 099 for comments or questions. See you later. The Lord bless your day.